The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux.
VORPAL Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it easy, just stay calm. VorpalNetwork.com.
FRP Games at FRPGames.com is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming need. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30 all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Stop by their website at FRPGames.com and check out their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and, for the last 10 years, has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit them on the web at FRPGames.com or go through our website.
Average level 3 player has for their bonus to hit now. Now the average level 3 defender has like a plus 8, not a plus 7.
Nice. Bonus!
He comes out smiling.
I come out and like, I've got a sword. It's pretty.
It's as big as me.
It's not that big.
I mean, it's as tall as him.
Yeah.
It's really as big as him. We don't know. I don't think it's a sword.
It's a paddle. Great sword.
It's a paddle.
And I can't actually use your stats for it right now.
Longsword plus one.
You walk in
D8
front of me.
And it
one.
Has a daily power that can be activated as a free action. When you drop an undead enemy to 0 hit points, you gain 1 healing surge.
Drop undead enemy to 0 HP, gain 1 healing surge. That just allows me to use a healing surge.
And I think its proficiency bonus is slightly higher than your battle axe. I think your battle axe is a plus 2.
My proficiency bonus is a plus 2.
Right. Proficiency bonus on a sword is plus 3.
Why is it higher on a sword?
Don't ask me, I didn't design it. So your basic attack is going to be plus 8 versus AC with this thing.
Sweet.
So your stuff's going to go up by 2.
But axes do more damage.
Yeah.
So it does D8 plus 1.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's now plus 7 damage.
Yeah, its weapon damage is a D8. And does a plus 1 damage.
So I'll do 1d8 plus 4, which means I'll do one less point of damage than I do with the axe.
Mm-hmm. But you'll hit more often.
I'll hit more often.
Because you're getting effectively getting a plus 2 to hit now.
So. I'm going, why did I ever stick with an axe if it's so much harder to use?
Well, you see, when you're down in the deep tunnels of the nether regions, getting a full swing on a sword's kind of tough sometimes, so you go with an axe.
Yeah, axe overhead swings are much better. Reminds me of the cover of the old Warhammer fantasy role-playing game where it's got the dwarf is splitting a goblin like right down the middle and there's
you can
green
pass
blood
me your
flying
fears,
everywhere.
Please.
That was a cool cover. Too bad the role-playing game wasn't very good.
Huh? No, don't throw that one or I will beat you.
That's a very expensive mini.
No, I painted that. I worked hard on that.
That's really cool.
Can I see?
Yeah.
Well, thank God we didn't have to find him.
There is a chance.
Oh, that's a lich.
If you had been a douchebag to him, yes, you could fight him. You don't want to fight him. He had like 300 hit points.
Oh, that's a lich, isn't it?
It's
fantasy lich, isn't it?
Graphically speaking, maybe it's a possibility.
It's actually one of the... it's actually one of those black tree design ones.
Oh, that's that'd make a great, ones. Great ray.
And I use him as a... I bought him to use him eventually as a Karen Wraith. I think a Karen Wraith, yes.
Yeah.
Sounds right. But that's what I got him for, and that's what I painted him for.
He looks awesome.
Alrighty.
Vampire Counts have awesome-looking models, but I have my own fair share of evil armies. So
this is quicksand.
I like dark elves.
They're
fun.
Huh?
Yeah. This is the Shadow of War.
The freaking crossbows. You just like being able to go, and I fire 40 shots.
And I can use as many power dice as I like.
Power what?
Power dice for the sorceresses.
They are not hindered by their wizard level for how many dice they can use.
Holy crap. So if you have extra power dice from items, you can use...
Yes, and if you cast a spell that gives you extra power dice, you can use all of them.
However, you don't want to wind up at the end of the round with power dice left.
Because then you take damage. So you have to use them.
So you're stuck between Scylla and Charybdis. You get extra power dice, but you have to use them, otherwise it can kill you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You also have to be careful not to, you know, miscast.
Is miscasting
all those
bad?
Power dice.
Well, you have, you're throwing like five dice at one spell. The
so
chances
there's
of
the possibilities of getting two ones
exactly,
is really bad.
That's a lot greater.
Yeah, I can see that happening. Hey, Ethan's miscast tables are awesome. Like, one of them, like, the hand of his god, the Chaos Army, the hand of his god reaches down and grabs the mage and crushes him. Awesome. And then disappears. It's like...
Do you have to make a leadership check after that?
No.
No, with Chaos like, yeah, that happens. They live in the Chaos ways where it happens all the time. So yeah. No, I was going to go out, and then a hand came out and squashed someone.
Man. I had this.
I'll go that way. Oh wait, the landscape is eating people. Oh, whatever.
We'll go this way where the little squishy humans are.
Hey, look, squishy humans poke.
The silly humans not wearing 2+ chaos armor.
Yes. All right.
Just easier to eat.
You need a dragon to take out a chaos army unit of chaos warriors because their armor is scary hard.
Or minotaurs.
Yeah, minotaurs work well too with three attacks.
Okay.
Ogres can't do it unless you give them great weapons.
Because
they get strength 6.
If they get a charge, the impact hits
would be... Bull rush. No. Armor. They still get an armor save than that.
The stairs descend into a large, torch-lit chamber.
The ogres. You didn't get an armor save versus impact hits. And then
I like torches.
So
torches are...
It's just a strength 4 hit. So,
that's what just casts a torch. No armor save. Die!
But the thing is Iron Guts have heavy armor and great weapons. Strength 6, and they get a bonus of +1 to the armor negation, so they've got 4, 5, 6. They've got 4, they knock off 4 layers of armor. Because they use a modified ogre club, which gives a -1 armor penalty. So they're just like, and here we go. And 3 attacks per model.
Okay.
So yeah,
as I was saying,
the
stairs descend into a large torch-lit chamber. Two human-sized creatures stand near the entrance. Big pointed ears stick out from under their helmets, and sharp teeth glitter in their mouths. One of the guards yells out a challenge phrase: "Shadow seeks shadow."
So it's a
blade seeks light.
Intruders!
Shadow seeks shadow. I don't know,
but the ice. It's slippery.
The sun is shining, but the ice is slippery. That's finally coming out on Blu-ray. The first time it's ever been released on a DVD-style format in widescreen.
Those guys
about frickin' time. Oh, did you see we got the Phantom?
Those guys go there.
Yeah, it's $10. It's awesome.
It is. Stupid base coat colors.
What's wrong?
It's a bone giant.
We use a lot of dry bone.
Yeah, now I'm on all the shiny parts, and then I'm on all the leather parts. And then I have to go back and touch it all up, and then actually get to detailing.
You know what I recommend doing for skeletons?
Spray paint it and
cheap dunk. Use the
I will hire a small Chinese
can see all the way
who has no hope of, you know, advancing in the world to paint my mini.
Use the airbrush. You have the airbrush, don't you?
No.
You don't?
Fuck no.
Oh. It went from a no to a fuck no.
Are you kidding me? I'm a poor college kid. I'm wasting my money on this stuff anyway.
15 bucks.
Yeah, well, I'd rather waste my 15 bucks on enough ramen noodles to survive for a week.
Oh, you should be able to get more than a week's worth of ramen noodles.
Do you know how filling ramen noodles are?
Yes. Add
and
cheese.
I feel sick when I'm done eating cafeteria.
That's not.
That's because of the sodium.
Yeah.
That's not because of the sodium.
Well, hey, it stops me from eating another package.
It's true.
It's a spider.
Spider, spider
Let's
on the wall.
Let's hope that box is a cage.
Yes, it's a cage. All right. You guys, looking around, about 70 feet behind the guards in a smaller room to the north, a steel cage holds the spider the size of a horse.
Okay, it can stay in the cage.
Hey, it's a good mount. Come on.
Good luck with that.
That's not here. We can't name it.
All right.
And his name is Fluffy, and he shall be Fluffy.
Because the moment we name it, it stays kind of like this evidence behind us.
I don't know how to tell you this, Mr. Giovanni. So I'll let these guys do it.
What is it with you and this song?
I hate to tell you, boy, that you have AIDS.
I don't know.
You may have caught it when you stuck that filthy needle in here.
Or maybe all that unprotected sex put you here.
It isn't clear, but what we're
what
certain
is
of
that?
Is
okay.
Family guy, you're not me,
but for more
initiative.
Be sure that you see that this is
Sora, what'd you get?
19.
Clark?
20.
Belladonna?
22.
Sorry, I wish it was something less serious.
Belda?
17.
Ah,
Ragnir?
25.
Oh, the dwarves finally getting back.
Rogar, 16.
Hang on one second.
It's because he got the nice, cool, shiny sword. Now he wants to use it.
Yes, now he's all excited.
Yes, well, there you go.
Sword envy.
And there is a door over here, as you see. And there's passage going that way.
I'm sorry, that song, I just find that song funny as hell.
Does that door have a little exit sign over it?
No.
I'm sorry.
Sadly, it doesn't. Okay, Ragnar, what do you do?
The guys in front, I shift forward and I mark them both, and then I attack!
Hey, question. What's that box there? Is it a pillar?
Yeah, the little blue box.
Or is it a pit?
Ah, that is an excellent question. It is...
it's something on the map.
It is a well.
Oh, so
it's open-sided pits descend 30 feet to cold water. A bucket on a twine cord hangs just under the lip. A fall. If you fall, it would suck.
So if I bull rush one of the guys in the pit...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll try bull rushing him.
Okay, that's a strength attack versus fortitude, so.
Just remember to stop before you.
And if not, catch the rope with the bucket on it.
15 is what you're trying to beat.
Yeah, that's an unnatural 20. I got him that time.
Poof. Hopefully I put those attack in the bag and not in the dice bag, right? Okay, well, you run up and shove one over the side, and he goes, ah, spoosh. Apparently it's shallow water. Control 3d10 damage.
Oh, does it here. Matter?
Normal. Well, now he's a minion, so he dies. Doesn't matter. Normally they'd get a save to catch themselves, but I don't care.
Well, now we know how much damage.
That was like 26 points of damage.
Crunch. Yeah. There's a wet.
I'll go down near the guy and go jump.
Intimidate check. Intimidate check.
Plus 7.
Feet, get out.
23. Jump!
Alright, Belladonna.
Bam! Jump!
Okay, what do I see?
You just did the get out.
Get out. Half the face missing.
What do
apparently, Ragnar's no Terminator.
Those and
I
that.
See, what are those two guys?
Ooh. My theme song is playing.
No, ugly.
They're the half yes. Elf.
Ragnar turns his eyes a little bit. Whoa.
Yeah, we don't talk about that in our race. We don't exist.
When we're done here. I'm going to tell you about the funk. I can't run it. Can't come.
Oh, you're running another one? Sweet. I went in.
Okay, I'll tell. Jump. It's a fair. Oh, and you move into that square.
You have minions clinging to your
minions
arm.
Clinging to me. No! Okay. All right.
Belladonna. Sure you half my face is missing. There's metal.
You got a little... You know what? Never mind. just go by it. Yeah. Dude, your skin fell off. There you go, man. Like, oh, thank you. No, he turns around, you got the big hole in your head.
Okay, I got a 22 on one of those guys.
On which one of those guys?
I don't know.
There's multiple.
I just thought that was funny.
How about the one closest to that door?
That one.
Oh. 22 versus reflex.
Here's the group's theme song.
22 versus reflex will hit him. Yes, that will hit his reflex. A mighty reflex is 16, so.
Okay.
That's not the one I was looking for. This is the one
I'm looking for. 6 damage. And he's got to move on his next turn.
Okay. Clark, sharpshooter extraordinaire.
I got a 10.
Mm-hmm. Sora, sharpshooter extraordinaire.
Take two.
Move there. Mark this guy as a minor action. And okay. Use my twin strike on him.
Their AC that you're trying to beat is a 20.
You have ace.
It hits. Yeah, it does not. So I hit once. I forget to mark him. Yeah, I will do it. Second. Much better. Okay, and I actually have a plus 4.
Here we
okay,
go. So 11. Here's the group thing.
He takes 19 points of damage.
He is bloodied now.
This is the group theme song as we walk down the stairs.
Nice. Predators looks awesome, I think.
Yes, I'm watching the preview and I'm going.
Have you seen the new trailer for the A-Team?
Yes.
Ah. Okay. I need new pants. Ah. Anyway.
You've seen it, I take it.
What now?
The new trailer for A-Team.
The A-Team.
Oh my god.
Did you see the B.A. Baracus, the guy B.A., he has tattoos on his hands, it says pity and fool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just had a geek gasm. Okay.
That movie Collided with a Chance of Meatballs, the police officer in it was Mr. T. And there's a scene where he walks through something.
He's carrying a boat, and he runs through a big Dorito, and it's the shape of the T. Get out of the shape of the T.
All right.
He flaps.
Look at you.
Belda, you're up. Belda, you're up.
All right.
You can obviously tell it was Mr. T, the voice. It was awesome.
How are they going to...
Okay.
Him,
with B.A. Baracus?
They got a relative unknown guy I haven't seen before.
Does he look like him, though? Because he's so...
He looks the part, dude.
He looks the part.
He doesn't have gold around his neck. But, you know. Movie looks...
He looks like an updated, like a 2000, you know, a 21st century B.A. Baracus.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. All right. Belda, you move up and
smack him.
Smack tack.
Yeah, maybe I'll smack him.
So you won't? You don't smack him?
Does...
You have a plus 12.
Sweet.
I said, do you?
Oh, do I? No. I got a plus...
The AC you're trying to hit is a 20, so...
No, I missed one.
All right. Rogar!
I got a 5. I rolled a 5, I should say.
I will move up behind Belda as close as I humanly can.
5?
Yeah.
4, 5.
You're not a human, so...
Alright, run me one and I will go ahead and...
You happy?
Stab him.
Commander strike.
Hit him again!
Oh, what mood are you today?
Meh.
He doesn't really care to be here. But it doesn't care to be anywhere else either.
We need to get one of those dice to have on hand here.
You're going to have to show me where to get that at Gen Con.
Okay.
I give you money if you buy me one.
I got it from Mike.
Do we get a bonus from anything?
Yeah, he gives you a bonus for Commander Strike, don't you?
On damage.
Okay. That would be a 19 to hit.
That will miss.
He's already said the AC is a 20.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I missed that part.
Okay. Well, now it's their turn. Okay, two things happen.
At least he can't be mad at you for it.
Oh, bad plan.
You run. Let that...
He's gonna die.
He runs there as his move. As his standard, he flips the thing open and the death jump spider will scurry on out.
Kill him.
We'll see.
See if he's hungry. drag him back to the cage. Once we can close it again.
I'm rolling for the hobgoblin. Oh.
Bad. His luck is one down, isn't it?
Yes.
The spider looks at him and goes, "Here we go."
The spider bites him. Doing. Bites him and he kicks loose of it the thing as it's biting him.
That was probably not a good idea to open that cage.
On his part.
Yeah.
I would at least go on top of the
cage. Yeah, some venom sort of spews out from the maw of the thing. Well, let's see. One, two, three. Okay. Another one comes out of this door.
Another spider?
No, another dude. Oh. Moves up to there.
Lock him in. If he can't move, he takes more damage.
That guy shows up over there from that way.
With a pick?
No, not with a pick. And we'll... They're armed with flails. And move his other five. Then... rest of the guards get to go, or the soldiers get to go, whatever.
I'm secretly tucking flowers into Clark's belt. He knows nothing. He's nothing.
Alright, another one comes running around from this corner over here. He ends up over here.
We love minions!
And then, actually, two more come out of here. And we'll move up to there, and move up to there.
It's one minion.
So let's see where we have here. So we got the hobgoblin soldiers, which are the actual minis. He swings at Belda, and looks like really their big target's going to be you. Swings a flail. 17 versus AC.
No.
Actually, yes, 17 versus AC.
Are you sure these aren't undead? I'd love to turn right about now.
The other soldier takes a swing at you and will miss. Then one of the mooks takes a swing at you, will miss. And one of the mooks takes a swing at Rogar and will hit a 19.
I'm immune to damage.
You're immune to damage?
Isn't your armor class like a 20 now? No, seriously.
What is that?
17.
Okay, well, you take 5 points of damage.
That's his skull hanging from his belt.
And that's if a skeleton has external nail dangling
another skull in it.
The Death Duck spider spends his turn biting the foot of the dude that's kicking it out of its cage. And we're back to the top with Ragnar.
How much damage did I take?
5.
Hi! Crucial Strike. Yeah, 25.
It splats.
And... damn, I wish shifting was a minor action.
I'm sure if you were a little more shifty, you might get away with it.
Yeah, I just stand there and go...
It could have been a kobold.
That's true.
You probably have an action point.
I do, but if I use the action point, I only get one more action, which means I can either move or I can attack. And since nobody's within range of the attack, I'd have to move. Decisions, decisions, decisions.
Well, you've done your...
Done my move.
Yeah,
did a move in a standard. I only have a minor left.
Twirl around circles.
Well, see, you were here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you go 1, 2, 3, 4... Well, that dude is right here, right?
Yeah.
So 1, 2, 3, 4. Depends that if you want to.
Let him attack me.
Let him take a swing at you.
Yeah, let him take a swing at me.
Then you can get in position.
Doesn't matter, he's dead.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. He'll miss at this point.
And I go, you, pay attention to me. I just love the attention.
Oh, so you have a minor, perfect. Yeah. What's that attack you do that does the little surrounding one?
It doesn't get enough squares. I only get that once a day, and that's actually Earth Spikes.
Oh, it's a daily. Okay.
I'm sorry, it's an encounter power. Earth Spikes.
Oh. Encounter powers. Don't forget your encounter powers, and you guys will be healed up, too. From the last fight,
you
took damage. And I got you. So,
5 minute
position.
Okay.
This is where we win the game.
Yeah, this goes so, every year.
It's always
while the GM's away, the players will play. And
I just rolled a natural 20. You don't even roll.
Look, the minion missed again. Oh, that guy missed again.
See, my dice are eating 20s.
There's no rolling involved.
My dice is on a 20.
Spider has disappeared because it was scared.
No. It had its food. Now it's content. It's sleeping.
Hey, internet! Righto. I believe Belladonna is up next.
Wait.
Oh, where is he? There he is.
Wait.
Belladonna, you're up.
Belladonna, go!
That is awesome.
Can you move me?
Why you think the net was born.
Move me up next to her.
This next or this next?
It's just straightforward. I am gonna toss something into that mess of
yeah, tossa.
Yes.
Wanka. You know what I think is funny? I was watching British.
That dude did not move, so he took what, five
so he
damage,
took
right?
Three. I didn't know if he went or not.
He did. He took a swing.
Yeah, three points of damage. Lightning damage if lightning affects him.
No, I thought it was funny. I was watching TBS, and they were showing British TV shows, and they would blank out wanker, but they left the word shit alone.
Uh-huh. It's British.
I was like, wait a minute. Why are they leaving shit in, but blanking out wanker? I mean, this is public television. Should they be blanking out the shit and leaving the wanker in? Because most Americans are like, what's a wanker? What?
I'm re-rolling.
Oh, she's re-rolling.
God damn it, I got worse. Out of curiosity, did a 14 hit?
Hit what?
Reflex.
Reflex? No.
It has to be 16, doesn't it?
16 is their reflex defense.
That was the higher of the two.
Hello, Kit Monster.
Quark is up next. Followed by Sora.
Spaz.
Spazmatic Cop?
Yep.
How many squares?
Move 4. Toss at the bloodied one.
Throws it down the well.
Miss.
Okay. Sora. With Belda on deck.
Other. Flip it over.
Oh. So you're magnet in that one?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. Alright, then I will shoot at these two. See if I can just do it to them. Does a 20 hit the minion?
The minion's AC is actually right now it's 19, so.
She got a 20.
Okay.
And that looks like the other side.
That will hit him. Yeah, that will hit him as well. But this hit the minion, it dies.
Yay, okay, that is 9.
9 points of damage. Okay.
Who's on the injured really?
Belda, you're up with Rogar on deck.
Alright.
Where's the deck?
You are on deck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Belda. Not Belladonna. Belladonna already went.
You are already on deck.
Yeah.
You're off deck now.
21 will hit, right?
Who are you swinging at?
The bloodied guy.
The bloody guy. Currently, since he is next to another hobgoblin, he has an AC of 22.
Do I get any sort of encouragement from being near our fearless leader? Mr. Fearless Leader?
You would have to ask, the fearless leader.
He does
apparently the fearless leader's like, fuck no.
All right, 21 does not hit. Yep, well, I swing and a miss.
These guys have Phalanx Soldier. They gain a +2 bonus to AC while at least one Hobgoblin ally is adjacent to it.
I'm sorry, that sounded really bad. Phalanx Soldier.
Yeah, they're Phalanx Soldiers, yeah.
Phalanx Soldiers. Chop them. Right, oh, so you know where to hit them or it counts.
So, swing and a miss, right?
Yep.
Rogar.
Wait,
gain that bonus?
What's your bonus to hit?
7.
7? Take a second swing at the guy.
You can do it!
Then just
22
move.
Is what you're looking for.
Nope.
Then just move a square back so that guy gets attack of opportunity so I can pummel his ass.
Alright, well, I will move.
You doing your interrupt?
I'm going to do my reaction, which is Warden's Grasp.
So he does his attack first, then.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so the big guy tries to hit you with his mighty flail and gets a 11, so yeah.
And then he goes, yoink! I shift him away from his buddy.
Okay.
Did you do any damage, or did you just shift?
No, I just shift him one square.
Shift, okay. Mm-hmm.
I slide the target one square. The target is slowed and cannot shift until the end of its turn.
Alrighty then.
So it goes, tries to swing, and
I
go.
I will point out.
Over here.
This is a hobgoblin.
I know.
They're all hobgoblins. So they all still are adjacent to each other.
That's fine.
Okay. So we'll make sure.
But you know what I'm going to do, right? Shift. Mark. Or spice.
Alrighty then. Well, that's Grogar.
Now it's the hobgoblins.
Now it's all the hobgoblins. So we're going to have one of the soldiers swings at you, Nathan, hitting a 17, so nope. He will miss you. One soldier swings at Belda, hitting a 22.
Chunk.
Remember to use that shield of yours.
9 points of damage, and you are slowed until the end of the hobgoblin's next turn, and you are marked.
Goodness.
Okay, well, I hadn't planned on swinging on anybody else with
the,
him. So.
The minion takes a swing at you as well. And will probably hit you with
marked.
21. You
yes.
take 5 points of damage. And then this guy. Hello.
Yeah, that's his mark. He marked you.
Okay. He will actually come down to here and take a swing at Clark.
Is his mark yours?
He swings at Clark with a 10 and misses.
And yes.
She can mark multiple. Just like I can.
I can only just
the light green.
I can only mark one at a time. Unlike his, he can.
Mark. I can mark everybody around me.
Yeah, I can only mark one.
He actually
one at a time.
Charges you,
Belda. Why are you being picked on tonight?
You're a good target. With a
19.
They just
That'll
can't
hit.
Handle it.
Yep.
10 points of damage. And he shifts. To there. When he hits you. The death jump spider.
He goes, I'm not finished with you, bastard! Come back here!
Stay back there.
That's what I know.
Well, hopefully he eats the first thing he sees, because there's lots of enemies in the way.
Oh, let's see.
He goes, looks and goes, it's an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Vince dies of a heart attack. That'll be our luck.
Push the spider into the water.
You want to push that thing? I'm not getting close to it.
All right.
8 legs to hit me with.
It then jumps.
Shit.
Hence the name Death Jump. Can I request to make a jump check?
To there.
I'm sure it'll make it. It's probably got like a plus 30 to his jump check.
You never know. It could roll a natural one.
It actually doesn't even... It just shifts 6 squares.
Whoa!
It's a nifty little
thing. So even if you push it into the water, can it still get out?
Yes. Well, if it can jump 6 squares...
It has spider climb, so it's like...
But
it takes 3d10 damage.
If it doesn't catch itself. I mean, it is
a spider climb. Okay, right.
No. So what do? We have one person push it in, and everyone else take the bodies and throw them on
top. Okay.
Gotta be fast.
I'm guessing an 11 will miss, but he'll re-roll that. Because I'm a douche that way. Probably will hit you this time with a mighty 22.
You.
No, that's
not me. 11 points of damage plus 5... Poison, ongoing poison damage, and you are slowed. Save ends both effects. You also take an additional 6 points of damage, and you're knocked prone.
Goodness.
Go ahead and put me red.
You bloodied?
He just did like 25 points of damage.
A warlord.
No, I didn't crunch the numbers there.
At 18.
Really?
He just did, what, 11 plus an additional 6?
I had taken 5
plus
earlier.
Plus 5 points of poison damage, so 22 points.
All right, that's all my guys. So we're back to the top with Ragnar.
We need to start killing some of these.
A spider just jumped in and tried to eat Dragonborn.
I don't care, but it's just one of those days.
That's true.
It's just one of those days.
It's just one of those days.
It's just one of those days. And I'm going to use my earth spikes.
And you mark all of them.
Yeah, I mark all of them. Earth spikes. I just have to hit the target in front of me, which is the minion.
All right. His AC is 19 right now with balance ability.
And I got a 25. So
hit him. He dies.
He dies. And then that square, that square, that square, that square, that square, that square, that square. All of them take 5 points of damage on the beginning of their turn.
Okay. Please remind me of that, because I will forget. Belladonna, you're up with Clark on deck. Belladonna, you were just on deck. Now you are up.
Yes. Okay.
These are the new dice I picked up at Phil's.
Nice. What are they, fire?
Something like that.
Yes, it does.
These are actually the color that the
gamers
even dice are probably going to
be. If you have a goes against willpower,
what's a rough strike? I don't remember getting that.
Power is a willpower.
You got that at level 3.
Oh.
Do you think this is our big
fight? Do you know the power?
No.
Air strength. Attack deals an extra damage equal to your constitution modifier.
And that's already all figured out.
Yeah, 2d10 plus 8.
But that's with your battle.
Yeah, so it'll be 2d8, 2d8 plus 8.
Well, we did get here.
We are
after 7.
Plus 1
so we're moving so rapidly.
Clearly.
Quick.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and
do it.
I'll go ahead and use my daily power.
Daily.
Yeah, my fairy fire.
On whom?
On the spider.
Okay.
Okay.
What's it versus?
Will.
Willpower?
Yeah. 18 plus 4. 22 versus Will.
On the spider?
Yeah.
Yeah, you hit the Will and the spider's 16. So.
Okay, the target is slowed and grants combat advantage. Save ends both. After effect, 3d6 plus
wisdom, modifier damage on the target grants combat advantage until the end of your next turn. So... it has an after effect. The after effect goes off after it makes the save, right? So when it makes its save...
Yes.
It takes 3d.
It takes 3d6 plus 3 damage.
It also has... it's also an area burst, one within 10.
Okay.
Do I have to roll for each creature in the burst?
What's the what does it say under target? Does it say each creature or each enemy?
Each creature.
And then, yes, you have to roll for Rogar. But you could also just really target this square... and get all of it around here, or you could target, we could say, well, because that'll hit you. Hmm. Yeah, either way, you're really, no matter which way you cut it, you're either going to hit Rogar, or you're going to hit
Rogar, how's your will save looking?
My will save's decent.
So you do have to roll to hit
Just roll,
that.
Roll low, like we always do.
8 plus 4.
12.
Okay, so he's fine.
But on a miss, he takes 1d6 plus wisdom modifier radiant damage, and the target grants combat advantage until the end of the turn. Even when she misses, it takes damage.
All right, so you do take damage on a miss, though. So
yeah.
So I can go ahead and roll.
You have to roll it.
Damage.
Yeah. 5.
Okay.
Ow.
It's okay. I got 9 hit points left. I've got plenty.
And you got healing surges and whatnot. So, Clark's up. With Sora, you're up after that.
Well, since it's reliable and he missed, he'll spasmatic hop.
I've got it on here.
Okay.
What
does combat?
14.
Okay.
Skippy that.
What's it versus?
AC.
AC will miss.
Okay. Well, he's still got spasmatic hop because
it's combat reliable. Combat advantage gives a +2. +2 to hit.
+2. Okay.
Oh.
Yes, so he would have a +2, but he'd still miss.
So it would have been a 16.
Sora.
Okay, well, I marked the
with
spider.
Belda up next.
Then we shoot the spider twice.
Did we get your +2? So.
You get a +2.
AC on the spider is a 20.
You get a +2 because.
We all get a +2?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's
grants combat advantage to everybody.
Yeah. So she hits both times. Sweet.
That's going to hurt. And you took how much damage? 5?
What, the spider?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't take any damage.
Take damage
because
until
it hit. It doesn't take any damage until the after effect.
Oh, right. Until it makes it save, basically. Yeah. That's
takes
nasty.
30.
30! It's bloodied now.
Chunk?
Oh, good. Now it Now I get a plus one to attack rolls against bloodied enemies.
Yes.
Because of your feral thing?
Primal Fury.
Yep.
Alright.
Get to make a leader.
Belda with Rogar up after that.
To do hatred?
Alright. I'm going to cross my fingers.
Us nature-oriented people say that spider is not natural.
It's like, no, we're like,
it must die.
No, it's
all right.
Not
healing strike against the guy in front of me. That is a 20.
I don't like spiders that big. 18
plus 7, 23? Yeah. Okay.
18 plus 7.
Maybe if I was a drow. Maybe if I was a drow.
Yeah, I don't know. Math skill's not working. No, it's over 20.
It's
fine.
It's over 22.
They just kill you.
They
don't suck much. I don't know,
they make good silk. Takes 24 points of damage, and Rogar, you get a healing surge.
That dude dies.
Yay, finally!
I am saddened, because now there's only one guy who's actually damaged by my earth spikes.
I am no longer bloodied.
Hooray!
Alright. So you second wind yourself or whatever?
No.
I healing surged.
Oh, right.
Or, I healed him.
Which gave me healing surge plus 5, right?
Yep.
Nice. It is your turn, Rogar.
Before you go too far.
I will stand up.
Okay.
He already did.
So far,
sit down.
My tank is standing over there. So I guess I will...
The spider jumped over me. What the hell was I supposed to do?
I will apathetically guarding attack... Using myself as the target. 7 plus alpha. 8 plus alpha.
Plus 2. Remember you get a plus 2?
Because it's marked.
It's nowhere near even 20. It's not even high teens.
Alrighty. Well, then the lovely hobgoblins.
He takes 5 points of damage.
Yeah, he takes 5.
The other guy doesn't, unfortunately. The guy that's on the other side of Belda. He's too far away.
That guy...
Unfortunately, that's only... Yeah, first... each adjacent square. So it does, like, a 3.
Wait.
To roll for him last
Wait.
Time.
So you need to make a saving throw.
Oh, that's true. Yes. I saved.
Okay. So you're saved!
No longer slowed, no longer poisoned.
Yes.
Oh. Do I need to make a saving throw as well for my slowed?
Your slowed results? No. It's just till the end of his next turn, so...
Okay.
Well...
He's dead. Isn't he the one that slowed you?
Well, basically, after they go this round, then his slow goes away unless someone else slows him.
He moves up there. Okay, and I think that's... Everyone's adjacent, so... we got a soldier swinging at good old Ragnar. Swings his flail. Yeah. Whiff! Swings his flail at Belda, hitting a 22.
Yup.
Seven, eight, nine, ten. 11 points of damage. You're slowed until the end of its next turn, and you're marked. The other hobgoblin takes a swing at, I believe that's Belladonna.
Mm-hmm.
Will most likely hit with a 25.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He depends.
5, 6, 7, 8.
12.
That is 12 points of damage. You're slowed until the end of his next turn, and you're marked until the
this
end of his next turn.
This slow crap sucks.
Then the Death Jump Spider. Who is slowed and grants combat advantage, which is fine because he's not moving. He's going to try to chew on his juicy little dragon man here. Will.
Oh, actually, it's me that's got all those.
Don't you have a special rule where you shift all negative things to someone else?
That'd be nice,
that would be nice.
A 16 will probably miss your AC, I'm thinking.
We'll call it I'm rubber, you're glue.
So, that's that. It needs to make its save.
Make it save. Make it save.
It does not make it save.
Damn.
Can I force it to try and make it save
back
again?
To the top.
Can we use a Benny to make it try again?
If you want, yes.
Yeah, I
want
to see that thing explode with fairy fire.
It,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Make it save that time.
3d6 damage. Plus 3.
There's one more.
Here.
So it's no longer granting combat advantage, but it might not be living here.
10 points of damage.
Plus? For the spell?
No, that's
so that includes it?
Okay. So it goes boom, and but it's still alive. It still
I
has
can
re-roll
my damage if you guys want.
If you want to. Here, let me get you a different die than that one.
I like my fiber dice. Here.
Here's the bag. I just want to put it
here,
back in
there. Fiber dice like me.
Yeah.
They like you.
You.
But they're fiber optic dies.
That's 6, 10, 11, 14.
So what was it last time?
10.
There you go, 4 more.
It's still alive. Gosh, and apparently I keep failing my pencil check here. Okay. Ragnar, you're up with Belladonna on deck.
Well, okay. What to do? You know what? I'm just going to let him do his attack of opportunity on me. Two.
All right.
Yeah, he's rolling like I do. And I'm going to do
Mark the spider.
I'm marking the spider so it cannot attack Ragnar anymore.
The spider's name was Mark. Look at my notes again. Damn you.
What happens if
and then I'm going
someone
that
to, you have marked can't attack you but can't attack anybody else either?
I'm going to
depends
use,
on what your mark does.
I'm going to use our shield strike. Why the hell not? Ooh.
That's better.
Much better. 27.
That will hit the spider.
Are you sure?
Let me check.
Yes.
That will hit the spider.
No.
Wait, wait. Yes, that would.
It has legs. It's not going to.
It takes 4 points of damage.
You hit the spider for a mighty 4 points.
And it's marked, so it has to pay attention to me. And I have an AC of 23 now.
All right, Belladonna, you're up. Clark on deck.
Okay, and I still get the +2 combat advantage till the end of my turn. So.
Bones.
It stays marked. It stays marked until the end of her turn. For everybody, so everybody gets +2
what
until the end of her turn. Mean?
You can only do one thing, either act or move.
No.
It can...
That's not...
That's okay. That's
explode
dish.
Is...
Oh, yeah,
that's
sorry.
Explode is your speed becomes 2.
Okay.
No matter what it was
but
before.
But I can still shift, right? I can shift back?
Mm-hmm.
Where's my movement?
Well, no. Your speed becomes 2. This speed applies to all movement modes, but it does not apply to teleportation, to a pulse, push, or a slide. You can't increase your speed above 2, and your speed does not increase if it is lower than 2. If you're slowed on moving, stop moving or have already moved 2 or more squares. So
if she shifts,
you should be able
fine.
To shift, yes.
Shift as my movement?
Shift is a move action, yes.
Then I just want to move back 1.
Okay.
And I will use my encounter power on that guy who has marked me. I'm going to attempt to use my frost flash on him.
Hot flash! Hot flash!
No, that's menopause.
I inflict menopause.
Oh, 12 hits his fortitude.
Hits the dude's fortitude?
Yeah.
No. Afraid not. Not in close.
Can you roll it where you're not rolling in other things?
No, that's too much. That's just far too complicated.
Yeah, apparently
no.
So.
No.
Alrighty. Clark's up with Sora on deck.
Well, spasmatic cough some more, finally hitting.
Who's he throwing at?
The person directly in front of it.
Okay.
Major damage.
7.
Okay. He's still up. Sora, with Belda on deck.
I don't think a 14 so wouldn't have hit his fortitude, would it? Because I didn't add my +2. Okay. Just making sure.
No, he's not. You don't have +2 against him. You only have it against the spider.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Only the spider's granting combat advantage.
Because he marked me, because I learned I marked me, right?
Yeah, if you try to attack something other than him.
And then misses 2.
Our dice have run out of power.
You gonna try?
No, it's 2 misses.
Alrighty. Belda, with Rogar on deck.
Alright. I turn towards the guy to my side, hold up my holy symbol, and daunting light.
Is that a new encounter power?
Natural 20. Boom!
Okay, what's your max damage?
20, plus I get a d10 for the holy symbol. So technically 25. 26, I'm sorry. He takes 26 plus... Try this again.
Can I get no?
That's another 2 points.
So
26. 28.
Okay. And which where doubles
the heck did that D10 roll?
Because of the crit card, and he dies a lot.
Nathan, there's a D10 over to your right.
Oi! He dies a lot.
Oi!
Andre, it's over by you now. Other side.
It's the migrating D10.
All right. Rogar.
Interesting.
That would be our luck.
I failed my dex check.
Hit it.
Hit what? Spider?
Okay.
18.
Oh. An 18.
Oh, wait.
Plus No.
No, that
combat advantage is gone, isn't it?
Yep. And is it her turn, so that would be a new.
Apparently my oars just aren't sticking today.
Nope. It's your lack of enthusiasm.
Roll it again.
No. That was someone else's thing.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah, it was someone left it on the table. I just put it in there.
Okay. No, that's Rogar's turn, and now the Hobgoblins. Let's see. This guy's like, hey, I was trying to kill you. Well, actually, you're there. He's there. He's going to go. I'll shift down.
Yeah, so we can
down
get
there, so we can flank you. This guy's like, hey, I was going to kill you. And stuff. So he will move forward and try to kill you. Alright, so. That's not good. Dude going on you.
AC 23.
Yeah, no. The spider on you. No.
They have to attack me.
Well, they don't have to, but if they're smart, they will.
They have to attack me, otherwise I do horrible things to
them. Yeah, they don't have to, but they are.
They're like, go. Yeah, no.
All right, and the other guy's taking a shrink, Valadonna. Oh, 20. Yeah. 10 points of damage. You're slowed and marked until the end of his next turn.
You're bloodied now, aren't you?
Yes.
Back up the top with Ragnir with Belladonna on deck.
Belladonna on deck, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to attempt to use my new encounter power called Rush Strike on that.
On the squishy spider or on the squishy hobgoblin? The
squishy hobgoblin.
Okay.
I'm going to try.
Nope.
Not with two, no.
Sadly. You know what? Why the hell not? My dice do not like 4th Ed.
That's
a five.
Case in point.
Yeah. Well, I got caught. It got caught in the damn gap and rolled back down. Yeah. Because I got my computer on, there's no real good place to roll.
All right. You can always move the computer.
Well, the surface is textured and it catches stuff and stops it rolling. It doesn't get a good roll. See, it's textured.
Yeah.
It's a crappy.
We just like feeling your stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't blame you. It's awesome. It's got
Belladonna.
Belladonna.
Hooray! It's epic. Destiny entries.
Well, no, not all. The red one stays.
I haven't actually updated that in a time.
Yay!
I haven't.
It takes
16 versus reflex. He has a
16. On the dude. Yeah.
That'll hit.
His reflex is a 16. So, yes.
Yay!
Is that a ranged attack?
Yeah.
Okay, you probably want to spend a move action to shift back and then do that.
Yeah.
Because they're also going to swing at you.
Oh, okay.
Well.
He takes 5.
She's found the new belt.
She could chew it up.
Look at her.
Oh, and he has to move on his next turn.
Okay.
At least 2.
Clark is up next with Sora on the deck. Sora is on the deck with Belda on. Sora is up with Belda on the deck now.
All right, do the first on the spider. That is. ZC is a 20, you said?
On the spider, yes. Okay. ZC is a mighty 20.
That's right here. Okay, so that misses. Barely. I'll make the second one on the spider, too. We'll hit. Okay, it's 8, 13.
I missed with my new attack. I am sad.
Spider takes 13.
Spider takes how much?
13.
It dies.
Good. I need my mark, please. please. The light green one.
Oh, yes, we have the light green one.
Yeah, you took my dark green one. My dark green ones. I don't know if you realize.
All right.
Oh, no.
Those were the ones I normally use.
Do one, two,
no, now you
three,
get pastel.
Yeah.
Four. I'm flanking you!
Okay. Plus two to hit.
Flanky.
Got it.
The AC on him now is a 20.
Oh, yeah. That hits. 18, it puts me at 20-somethings.
18 plus 7 is a 25, dude.
I guess at 20-somethings. That is 8 points of damage, and I gained 5 hit points, and I'm no longer bloodied.
Yay!
Bloody hell.
All right, still up, still not bloodied. Rogar.
I'll use my halberd. Oh, why the hell am I bothering to swing? I'll rotate around and have Belda swing. She does more damage than I do.
Belda, swing!
Swing, bada bada bada.
Swing, bada 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 bada. Swing, bada.
7 plus 2.
Yes.
So 22 will hit. You're talented that way.
That would be 9. Nope. 10.
Alright, still up, still not bloody. Now they get to go. Let's see. Do believe he's all kinds of happy. He will move into there.
He
will do lightning damage.
Yes, he will.
That's true, he will.
3 points. He will take it.
He will take his measly 3 points.
Hey, every 3 points counts.
Which does bloody him just barely.
Ironically.
Nice.
Yeah. Then he swings at you, Becca.
Critical failure.
Nah. Not a critical failure, but also probably not going to hit with a 15.
No.
All right, the other one takes a swing at you because you marked him.
Hi.
21. I think that's barely missed.
Not enough. I've got a 22 unmodified. So, and actually, it's a 23 right now because I.
And
no, it's a 22.
And the spider's dead. 22. Ragnar, you're up with Belladon on deck.
Okay, the guy that was marked, I remark him and I go, hi!
Make it smished.
11.
19.
Plus your 2 for flanking.
Oh, 21.
You have a flanking bonus. Flanking bonus, you will hit him.
58 plus 4. 5 points of damage. Like I said.
Is he bloodied?
That guy.
Nickel and dime.
Might help by him. Yes, he is bloody now.
Sweet.
How much damage?
Five.
Yes, he is damaged now.
And
he is
he's
damaged, he's now bloody.
I've Earthshield striked him, so my AC is now 23.
Bonus. Belladonna.
And he has to pay attention to me unless he wants to get smacked again.
Go ahead and let Clark do his thing. Belladonna, you're up.
Go, Clark,
Clark's up next.
Go. Go, Clark. Go,
go. Can't shift around a hard corner.
Oh, damn it.
Move backwards.
I can't read this die. Maybe you should roll a different die.
Yeah, I'm not a...
Because I'm looking at it, I have to pick it up and look carefully.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell if that's an 8 or an 18.
Yeah. I have that problem with their dice. Here. Their early dice, especially.
That's an 11. That's legible.
Then I would end up getting
that's not so legible.
15.
Which
is what? Most likely a reflex.
All of your attacks are against reflex, aren't they?
That will miss his reflex, ever so barely. I'm assuming he also shifted.
Yeah.
Back.
She's not stupid.
So apparently takes the guy with him.
He goes, come back, pretty lady!
Heck, next time I'm just gonna use my dagger. I mean, I won't do crap damage.
Wow, okay. I rolled this die 3 times in a row, and
Clark will
shift 3 times
forward.
In a row were all ones.
And Sora's up next.
Missing.
Yeah, these dice
Sora.
Don't roll very well.
It rolled perfect for me in the ship beginning.
Shift back.
I got one of those, but it didn't count.
Because it was initiative or something?
No, because I was attacking a sarcophagus that wasn't bringing out any 15? More skeletons.
No, it's a 5.
Okay.
Yeah, these dice are really hard to read.
It's like,
14.
I appreciate all the pretty 14 decorations. 14 will miss.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate the decorations, that they're not playing dice. They're display dice.
I think their newer ones are a little easier.
Yeah.
Their deadline ones are easier.
Here. Try that die.
It's 21 to hit.
Oh, I can read them.
It's just
hers are
hit him.
A lot more legible than
I got a 1. No, I don't
want to. That is a 14 on damage.
Crushed my die. That die usually rolls well for me. I just got 4 on it.
I got 12.
All right, he's still
out. That one doesn't.
He's not looking too hot. But Rogar, it's your turn.
Beatings will continue until morale improves. Nathan, go for it.
Swing!
Go, Nathan,
no!
Go.
Alrighty.
I don't like you directing
me.
It's like, I can make up my own decision!
He takes a swing at you. He takes a swing at you. Misses. Takes a swing. Actually, he will... It's because he finds it amusing. He'll shift. And continue to try to kill that guy.
So by the end of the fight, you'll be up 15. The stairway back in the other room?
Yes. He's fighting you up the stairs. Ragnir will fell down after.
The upper ground.
Exactly.
First shield strike. 17. I will miss.
Keep in mind, we are going to have to end soon for his sake, so if you want to use that, Benny, go ahead.
Yeah,
this will probably be the last fight of the night.
So. I haven't used... I like used one.
Yeah, you've got quite a stack here, too.
But I'm not going to use them because I'll use it when I order him around next time.
No.
It is fated.
Alright, it is fated that you not hit him. Belladonna with Clark up after
but
that.
But I still mark him.
Keep, you keep reworking him.
Fire away!
I keep his attention.
But he keeps stacking you.
Arrgh,
you're no, hobgoblins.
I want
dumb,
you to fire, so. Though! You mean I can't command you like he can?
Evil nipple piercing.
No, you're a dwarf.
Right, no command.
Right.
No,
is it
going to
be possible?
Clark.
Clark. Elf.
Oh, I thought it was her turn.
It is Belladonna's turn.
Is it possible for me to back up anymore?
You can keep going up the stairs.
Just because you hit the loading zone doesn't mean...
He missed last time, so that means...
What did I get?
19.
I hit.
She's still adjacent to him, though.
He takes 7 more points of damage.
He dead yet?
Nope.
And he has to move on his next turn.
At least 2 spaces.
Yes.
Which means that anywhere he goes, he's gonna get an attack of opportunity against him.
Where are you going, my
man? They have you surrounded.
I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, you can.
I have a bow out.
Yay! 19.
19 will not
kill
hit
him.
What's it versus that AC?
AC
misses. Sora.
Love me, love me. Say that you love me.
All right.
Fool me, fool me.
You trying to taunt him to you?
Yes.
And yes.
Thanks.
Plunk them. Kill them dead. D-E-D.
It's 14. 24.
24 points of damage to one guy?
Yes.
That kills him. He goes down at that point and dies. It is now Belda's turn.
Smack him!
With Rogar up next.
21 to hit.
That will hit.
6 points of damage.
That kills him too.
Good. Stalker's no longer after you.
Thank you.
Yes, you had a hobgoblin stalker.
Here, baby.
Thank you.
Why don't you come to mine, cat? Why don't you come to mine, dugout?
How long does this slow last?
I don't know. I assume if...
It'll go away now. But
I assume if the guy
all right.
Dies,
if whoever's away. Keeping track of treasure...
One of you
a search
guys.
Of the area yields 10 gold pieces and 27 silver pieces.
Hang on. Give me time to load up office.
We don't have that kind of time.
Not anymore.
Nibbled.
What kind of sadistic world did you live in?
I grew up with 2 sisters.
And you wanted to cut their nipples off?
No. They did shit like that to him.
Yeah.
10 gold?
So you don't have
sorry, 10 gold and 27 silver.
Well, it's yeah. Okay. I'm
so and then amongst their belongings, you find core suits of scale armor, 4 heavy shields.
Everybody loves the white.
Yep. 4 flails.
Yes, everybody loves the white.
Yep.
5 suits of leather armor.
8.
5 light shields.
Okay.
And 5 long swords.
Shove them inside the wolf. Open wide.
Alrighty.
No.
And with some investigation, There is an area that is just to the east of here that has another well, that has some, there's a room to the north, but there's nothing in there. They're basically, figure out which ways you can go from the chamber over here. You can either continue going east or go south down, you can go south down a long corridor or east down a shorter corridor.
I like short corridors. They end sooner.
I remember what Keegan told you.
You have to find chambers.
The Keegan told you that the rift was in a place basically where you go down, go east, then go south. So
Said south to east, but I guess we go east then south.
Yeah, we said chambers. Does that mean anything specific?
He just called the chambers.
Okay. If we see any words, say chambers.
Yeah, we look for a sign.
South. Let's go south then.
You go south down a long corridor. You come into a very large room with two exits. There is a about 10-foot wide corridor going west, and then there is a 20-foot wide corridor leading down to two double doors in the south wall.
That would be where we go.
I agree.
Okay.
It's got a sign above it. It says chambers.
That's where you guys will be next time. We'll probably finish this up next time then. I can assume you guys... Oh, you're tired, you want to rest. You'll go back, hang out with Sir Keegan, because you're completely safe there. No one fucks with Sir Keegan.
Exactly.
Because he's an undead dude. And you'll heal up, be fine. No one will bother you. And we will probably conclude this next time.
Dungeons & Dragons 3.5. New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them. Actual play only available at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at GamersHavenPodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.